Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who are you rooting for in each of these games? My Saturday rooting interest is easy. Starting tomorrow at 3:30. Sunday, I'm torn. So let's start off in order. 3:30 tomorrow, Bengals at Titans. I'm easily rooting for Cincinnati on the road. You guys, 877-881-1053. Who are you rooting for and why?
I am really torn on this game because I love watching Joe Burrow play.
Love Ja'Marr Chase.
I feel bad for the Bengal fans that they've had to be Bengal fans and they have to sit there with substandard chili and put on a smiley face and try to tell the world and convince everybody else that it's actually good. So I feel bad for the Cincinnati fans. But I like Ryan Tannehill. And, you know, I hate Titan fans. I went to college with Titan fans.
There are Titan fans?
There's tons of them. Well, at least there were in 1999. When they all started wearing those little stupid blue and black pom-poms everywhere, they just became fair weather fans. But I'm rooting for Cincinnati. It's a 51-49, though. Like, I want to see Ryan Tannehill succeed, but here's the thing. I think that makes for a worse next weekend if Tennessee wins. So I'm rooting for Cincinnati.
Troy, who are you rooting for?
Yeah, it's probably going to be Cincinnati. I mean, whenever you hear about someone not able to do something for, not years, but decades, you kind of feel like, you know.
And Tennessee's so boring.
Boring.
So boring. Yeah. I know you got Derrick Henry, and he may be coming back, but I want the Cincinnati story to continue.
And you want to continue because, like I said, they haven't really accomplished anything in a long time except, you know, an incredible soundbite from years ago.
Will the next person that sees anybody throw anything onto this field, point them out, or get them out of here? You don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati.
Is that Sam Weiss?
Yeah. Oh, that's one of the greatest
clips.
You
live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati.
You don't live in Cleveland.
You live in Cincinnati.
Is Cincinnati thought to be that much better of a town than Cleveland?
I
know all of Ohio sucks.
Yeah, I think they were known that way for a long time.
Shout out to Lowe's in Ohio.
Yeah, until LeBron brought Cleveland a championship.
Yeah, I mean,
everyone was like, ugh.
One borders Kentucky and one borders Canada. I mean, like, how good could either one be?
All right, 7:15 tomorrow night. San Francisco at Green Bay. Do we have a hatred? Do we have an automatic, easy hatred towards San Francisco? Do you want to see Aaron Rodgers get taken out? Do you want to see Matt LaFleur lose so there's not more Mike McCarthy comparisons saying why is LaFleur just taken off after, you know, McCarthy left? I am definitely rooting for Green Bay. No hesitation.
It's unfortunate that asteroid a few days ago missed Earth by, like, 10 million miles, because if it could have hit Lambeau Saturday night,
oh wow,
that would have been perfect, because I'm not cheering for either one of these teams. I know you're going to be like, but if you had to pick one, I don't want to pick one.
What's your beef with Green Bay?
Really?
Oh, like all the Cowboys stuff?
The Dez catch still?
God. Talking about a grudge.
That's Cowboy stuff.
The San Francisco just beat us.
Yeah.
They just beat us.
Yeah, but I don't care if they move on. Because I'm not like, I would care if they go to the Super Bowl. And trust me, the Niners are not going to be in SoCal or AT&T Stadium. Who knows where the Super Bowl is going to be. That's not going to happen. Green Bay could continue.
Yeah, part of this for me is I don't want to see, I'd rather see Tennessee play in the next round than San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of an entertainment value, like a heavyweight. I want to see either A-Rod, Brady, Rams, yeah. Packers. I don't want to see San Fran in the NFC title game.
No, I agree.
Or the Super Bowl.
I do agree with that one. Although I am very intrigued, and this is sort of the... It wouldn't be a cynic in me, but it would be the petty guy. I want to see the kind of heat Aaron Rodgers would get if he loses this game, because he's really escaped a lot of it in his career. So
yeah.
I do want to see that, but I'm with you. I mean, I just don't want to see San Fran in there. And from if you want to keep the Rams or the Bucks out of the Super Bowl, then I think the best chance might be Green Bay. You know, plus Aaron Rodgers, as much as an unlikable guy as he comes across, the interviews with Pat McAfee have been really good. They've kind of turned me into a, you
know. He gives it straight.
He gives it straight,
I mean,
man.
Except for the vaccine status.
Right. Unless you, even if you disagree with him, like, he's entertaining.
Yeah.
So I have kind of turned the corner on Rodgers a little bit.
All right. Sunday at 2 p.m. I'm struggling. Rams at Buccaneers. I've always rooted for Tom. I always root for dynasties that I don't hate, that don't bore me to death. I never rooted for the Spurs dynasty because they weren't entertaining. But I want to also be right that Tampa Bay was going to get taken out in the second round.
Ooh.
Either by us or the Rams. So barely, I'm
early.
Barely rooting for the Rams in this game, even though there's no one on LA that I particularly love, but I just want to be right about Tampa Bay going out early. So I'm rooting for the Rams.
Tough one. I love the Rams uniforms. I'm a uniform guy. I think they're fantastic. The colors. I love Jalen Ramsey. And I like what Odell has done. But I've kind of become a Tommy guy. You know, I like Tom Brady. So I think the better matchup would be Brady Rodgers in the NFC Championship game. So I will root for Tampa. And I'm going to root for Tampa.
I'm definitely going to watch the NFL tomorrow. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to lock out my wife and kids on Sunday because of these two games happening. Like, yes. This is Sunday is going to be
mega
unbelievable. But
hopefully.
But that's the one I'm locked into. But before we get to the second game, Rams Buccaneers, sort of like what RJ said, where he's becoming a fan of Aaron Rodgers, even though he's highly deceitful. my feeling is like that towards Tom Brady. I'm loving him more and more. He's so corny. He's such a dad, and I support him so much. And it's hard because I do like the Rams. I want to see Von Miller get another ring. But in this case, I'm cheering for Tampa Bay.
Okay, and then 5:30, the Romo game, Bills at KC.
Oh!
This is tough for me. I love Josh Allen. He's a machine. And Buffalo kind of has that underdog feel still. I don't want to lose, like, the star power of Kansas City moving forward. Again, I view the Chiefs like Duke in the NCAA tournament. Yeah, it'd be fun to see Duke knocked out in the first round. But if we get to, like, the Sweet 16, I want to see Duke and Kansas and the powerhouses go to the Elite Eight. I want to see them go to the Final Four. So that's my only hesitation here. I don't know how to root for this one.
Well, I'll tell you. And this is being brought by the Autoflex Easy Fan Text 877-881-1053. If you're a true Texas Tech Red Raider fan, you must root for Kansas City.
Oh, for Mahomes.
For Mahomes.
Yes. Good
or
point.
Or Mahomes as his brother's jacket.
But I just became a Red Raider fan.
That's true.
So it doesn't, you know, it's not a...
I did not root for the Eagles with Reggie White, you know, when I went to Tennessee.
It's not retroactive.
It's not a retroactive...
My fanhood rooting. Is not yes. retroactive.
No, was it Bam Morris? Was he
Bam Morris.
So who are you rooting for?
Oh, I'm rooting for Kansas City. You know, as I wish this was the AFC Championship game. I hate that we're getting this game in the second round.
Yeah.
You know, this stinks. It really does, especially when one of the other two scrub teams in the AFC are going to get a gifted run to the Final Four of the NFL. Not that they're scrub teams, but you know what I mean. Like, this should be the conference championship. But I'm going to root for Kansas City.
Spoiler alert, but if you're a Walking Dead fan, when Negan killed Glenn, everyone looked at what was going on, like in horror, like he suffered enough. I kind of feel that way about Buffalo. I feel like this team and this organization, this fan base has suffered long enough.
Yeah.
They need to get past Kansas City. They need to get back to a Super Bowl bid. They need to get there. So I'm going for Josh Allen and Buffalo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.